What's up, everybody? Mo Jack's boys coming back at you here. That's another banger right there. You know who sings that?
Who?
That's the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh.
The
Steve.
Steve.
Do we still have another summer until that comes out?
I don't know. It literally does take too long because I always forget.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and rewatch probably the whole thing.
Yeah. But joining you guys again because last week's regular episode didn't record right or something.
New program.
Yeah, I mean, and then we did went ahead and published our interview with Pat, but it didn't sound great. We apologize for that. So hopefully we're getting this figured out. This new program, and it wasn't our choice. Yeah, they're making us do it. I guess company's being bought out, blah, blah, blah. We haven't liked it very much.
Nope.
Right now I'm staring at myself
in the market
on the video, and I don't like what I'm looking at.
Bad angle.
When you move.
Well, it's every angle.
See, when you move, this program may be good because we can do some video and, like, release it and all that good stuff. But
you have to edit this. Yeah. You have to Photoshop and do something.
Get some filters up in that bitch.
You got to set it up above you and have it looking down instead of up.
Yeah. Just get those good.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
It's all about the angles.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Hey. Well, all righty.
We haven't even really talked since UConn won the national championship. We did last week.
We did, yeah.
But our episode, besides Pat's interview, was so bad we didn't even release it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had our bracket challenge, and I basically won. Technically, I did. Because Asbury.
How'd you win, buddy? Let's give him a second to respond.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh.
Asbury, yeah. Speak up.
We're not having technical issues. He's just not here again.
It's not our mic. It just.
I would like to say he also wasn't here last week.
That's true.
Or the week before.
Yeah.
You know, Big Rick. It's funny because when he does show up, the sound seems to work. And he doesn't, it screws up. So it's something going on with him.
Well, listen, here's also. He tried to tell us he's been working on poker softball field.
Big Rick.
Mm-hmm.
That picture. He's not working hard enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hard work and
that's true.
But I guess technically he did win our bracket thing by a few points over me. It actually does make sense. It usually isn't somebody who doesn't watch much basketball.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I did three big ones. Not big ones, but, you know. Ours, I finished second. In the hospital one where Audrey works, a lot of people, I finished third. And then I won one from a bunch of guys up in Maryland. So, everybody had UConn.
Johnny
in
there?
Yeah, I think he was in. It was a big group of Cumberland guys, but I actually won some dough on that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't win jack.
Put it right in my pocket.
I picked so many upsets, and none of them happened.
But
Literally, like we
talked about last week and didn't record, ours, we give Gino's gift card. I mean, and Asbury's there three times a week, so he...
I don't think people realize, like, his office is a block away from Glenn's Gino's. So he's literally...
Except he doesn't walk.
No.
He gets in his truck.
He does drive.
No, he doesn't. Does he really?
100% does. 100%.
Are you being serious?
You can see it.
He always goes through the drive-thru.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Always. I mean, at least, if you're going to eat that many calories, at least walk it off. You know what I mean?
I had to work at that branch down the street. At that... Chase, it's been probably 5 or 6 years ago, but I texted him and I think we went down there and ate lunch, but I made him walk. I didn't know that was a bad thing.
What, was he dying? What's that Adam Sandler character? What was that? Remember?
I thought he just wanted to make out. I didn't know he wanted me to give him mouth to mouth when we got back to his office.
Oh my lord.
That's a joke, everyone.
Yeah. We kid.
You gotta clarify nowadays.
So UConn rolled. I mean, just so impressive. And we've talked about this off air. We probably touched on it a little bit, but my gosh, they have to be considered a blue blood at this point.
Yeah, six.
They've got six. They've got more in the modern era, I guess, whatever that is technically, than anyone. I mean, I don't know when was the last one Duke won. It's been a while, right?
Is that 2015?
Yeah. So it's you're talking about almost 10 years.
Kentucky was 14, right?
Kentucky's
weren't they the year right before that?
Kansas has been a few.
No, just two or three.
Just two or three. Okay.
They were really good a couple years ago.
But in this era, the portal and NIL, to win back to back is freaking incredible.
I know
incredible.
Dan. I know a lot of people hate Dan Hurley. I love him.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a jerk, but that's the coaches we grew up with. I mean, I don't know. You need a motivator.
Yep. And speaking of jerks, I mean, Cal left. We talked about that last week, too. Who went to Arkansas.
That's just nuts to me. When I first saw that, I thought, what is happening right now? But I get it. Like we said, you know, they didn't want him anymore. I don't know that they were going to fire him necessarily because of the buyout and all that. So he knew he was kind of not wanted. He exited, but then he took some shots, though, I will say. He said he doesn't have to go out and work for the NIL. Apparently,
he also called Arkansas blue blood.
I know.
They've won like one.
One in a long time ago. But I did hear today, actually, that they said right now they have $5 million in the NIL kitty just for basketball. And so they were like, you could, if you wanted, you could just go get 10 guys and pay them $500,000. It's quick math, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But
who had that?
That's what Arkansas apparently
has.
Yeah. So
already just waiting on
they
it.
They said if you wanted, you could get, you know, 10 of the best and just pay them $500,000, and you got a team right there.
I did see that supposedly some guys are going to follow him from Kentucky. But Kentucky did, I mean, they swung big at first, but then they brought a local boy back home, Mark Pope. Stylistically.
Oh, they killed that. Press conference. You know,
Oh my God. Brought in the team. Yeah, the national
in the bus.
Team.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. but that's
see, that's what I said. Like, obviously, we're not Kentucky, but we had ours at 11 o'clock during the day.
Yeah.
They
rolled a bus Crickets. In with the 90. Yeah, the
it was almost sold out. It looked like. Yeah. I mean,
no, they said there was 5,000 people. They turned away.
Jeez.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I didn't even know this, but that was like they did that with the 96 team. They pulled that bus almost right in the rep arena. And had him get off the bus. Of course, this time he was the last one with the trophy, and you know went nuts. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good fit or not. I mean,
I mean, just watching BYU last year, I love the way they play.
Yeah,
and I mean, he goes to Kansas. Kansas was down. He won at Kansas. How many times Bob Huggins wins Kansas?
True.
You know what I mean? So they were a 6 seed or 5 seed, and they should have been. No, they were a 6 seed. And if you remember, the tournament selection committee wanted to make him a 5 was the rumor. But they wouldn't play on a Sunday, so they bumped him to the 6th line. So, that I mean, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, most of those guys left. Almost all the signees are not going there. So, he'll have a challenge, obviously, but it's still Kentucky. But, yeah, they won the press conference award.
Oh,
absolutely won.
Yep, they won that. What else?
Well, next on the agenda, it's on Brent's agenda. It's the baseball team.
Mm-hmm. You're a baseball guy, though.
I am, but I'm just so frustrated because they came down to Huntington and laid an egg. I mean, they lose. They scored, what was it, 1 or 2 runs and lost to Marshall.
A bad Marshall team.
Well, it's not just losing to Marshall. It's a horrendous Marshall team that absolutely kills your RPI. And then, you know, then I got to hear Asbury, oh, blah, 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 blah. They're going to be fun. I don't care. They lost to Marshall. So, of course, they went on and swept UCF.
Who was ranked?
Ranked 17th, and now we're ranked. But but the cool thing was not just that. But, I wish I could say I didn't see any of this, but I'd be lying. Y'all know that. The backyard brawl, which was last night, Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Last night.
Set an attendance record?
Attendance record. I mean – Ren just doesn't hold back, tells him to play South Carolina. And like they had a drone above the field and they could hear how loud it was. It was freaking awesome. Although I will say, they did plunk the next batter of ours. You know that, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. Right after we sang that,
no,
our batter walks in, they drill him, which I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
No, but they absolutely plunked him. They do that again. I'm like, they're going to clear the benches,
yep,
boys.
Yeah.
So,
no, I did not know they did that.
Yeah, the Marshall loss does sting, and it will sting as you get, because you know, in baseball, like last year, the whole year we're hosting, and we get swept the very last series. I can't remember, it was Oklahoma, I think, one of those teams.
Yeah,
and we dropped out of hosting and dropped to like, I don't know, a three seed or something, and then we just we never could get back together. I think we won one game out there, but.
They're saying Macy's having a lot of fun. I mean, he's going to beat us, buying everybody's beer.
Yeah, I mean, apparently JJ Weatherholt left, and Macy said, yeah, he said he was hungry because, you know, at this point, you don't want labeled as an injury guy. He's trying to get drafted top 10.
Right.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Because he goes, yeah, he is hungry. He went over to B-dubs. That's what Macy said during the game. They're like, okay.
So well, that was amazing because if JJ could have been drafted after last year, he would have been a top
3.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, he's depending on which one you look at, he's definitely top 10, mostly top 5. But, I mean, it's hard when you don't play that many games. Right. And the limited time he's played, it's been incredible again. I mean, he hit a ball, I think that was Wednesday. I remember in UCF, just absolutely blasted a baseball. I mean, obliterated it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pitching, like starting pitching has been pretty good. Bullpen hasn't been great. So it's been up and down. It would be unbelievable to host a regional, especially Maisie's last year. I'll tell y'all, not baseball guys necessarily, but
I'd go to that.
It is really cool, even though we lost last time. It's really, really cool because, you know, you're like they projected, you know, last time was like us and Duke and I forget who else, but this would be like probably us, Virginia Tech. So you're going to get a pretty good crowds. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a good time for the baseball.
Yeah, Asbury, you got anything there?
Yeah, Asbury, how do you feel about the baseball team?
Really? Okay.
All right.
Work on the field, Big Rick.
Yeah. Good take, buddy. Good take.
Well. So,
you've been freaking out. You've been, quite frankly, you've been a little nervous about the basketball staff not taking shape.
And I'm still not completely not free. I'm not.
Supposedly it's all in place. I guess, are we just negotiating some contracts?
That's as far as the coaches
Chester
go.
Frazier yeah. is
Chester Frazier from Illinois. You know, that's a pretty big one because he played at Illinois, which, you know, to me, you pull a guy away.
They're saying he has really, really strong ties to the, you know, DC area.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I mean, he was already tweeting immediately. There's a guy there. I've already forgot his name. It was a 4-star recruit. Didn't play a lot last year. Only averaged like 3 or 4 games. Yeah, that immediately tweeted like Mountaineers and was like talking about following him. So he's going to come visit. He's in the portal. Yeah. So
did you see his tweet in reference to the white man can't jump?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. So I think we'll be fine, but we've lost everybody. I mean, nobody's coming back. Kobe's gone.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd stay. But, I mean, again, like I was talking to Ethan Bach about that. He hadn't fully met with everyone because of classes and all that. And so, as you see these kind of trickle down, like people are like, why did Kobe all of a sudden? But I think he just now met with him.
Hey, this is our system.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, really nobody's – so technically Farrakhan hasn't entered. But, again, I don't know. I don't really think he is a fit, but maybe he wants to keep him. And Ofri, which apparently he's gained like 30 pounds. Maybe he wants to give him a try. I mean, he is only a sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you keep him around. So, but I am still freaking out a little bit because you got to get these athletes in. You got to get them visited.
And it appears we're going the whole GM route. I mean, I don't think a lot of basketball programs have done that either.
Nelson
yet.
Hernandez,
right? From Oak State.
Basically, is going to be our GM, reportedly. I mean, literally, like, that's his title. It's wild. Isn't that wild to have a freaking GM?
Yeah. Another thing we talked about, so, you know, I'm with you. It's like, all right, everybody's left. What's the roster going to look like other than his son? I mean, we got to get some people to join him. But we did talk about this last week. Didn't you get a chance to release it? Bob Huggins. Fish Fry.
That was last week. Was asked
by a reporter if he had a chance to talk with the new coach. And he basically admitted that, he reached out to him and he told him it wasn't a good time for it.
DeVries reached out to him, which he alluded to in his press conference. And, Bob Huggins said, I just told him it's just not a good time for me. You know,
I'm traveling all over the state.
And I'm helping people in this state, blah, blah. I mean, are you kidding me, dude?
You don't have a job right now.
They
you
give
could
you
have taken 30 minutes
to take a high road. You still didn't do it.
And that's what I said. If he would have handled that with a little bit of class, released a statement, said, hey, welcome. You know, I effed up. Take it places I couldn't take it. Nope.
Do you think at this point, it's just him, because I can imagine people in his corner giving him this type of advice like 2 weeks ago. Let's go on Radio Blast and say that you would be a fit for the Louisville job. Are you serious?
I think it's just him floating. I just think it's him. And I loved him. I still love him. Yeah, I'm thankful for the memories. But my God, the way he's handled this.
It's been bad.
Just look at all of it. I mean, saying your wife is the one that resigned for you all the way to coming to the games to – just not handling this.
I mean, my wife packs my clothes for me, but that's it. She's not resigning for me.
No, she's not.
I'll quit on my own.
Yeah. But, that we talked about it last week. But, man, I mean, it's a permanent stain.
Yeah.
It just is, no matter what. It's a permanent stain.
I mean, just like Asbury's underwear, it's a permanent stain.
Yeah, we've seen those underwear.
Oh, Lord.
RV trips. So,
unfortunately, you know, it's true. Yeah. Well, hopefully commits will start pouring in. Yeah, if not, we won't have enough to play. So I think it's going to be coming soon.
Yeah.
We did, I don't want to say lose, but there's several Drake guys that went elsewhere. But I don't know that they were, I don't know if it was a mutual interest, technically. There's still a couple of Drake guys. There's some bunch of guys. Ethan Bach, if you guys go on there, if you're not following him, you should. He's we had him on a couple weeks ago. Sound was terrible, but we need to have him. All these people.
I know. We need to pretty much say, hey, Mulligan.
Yeah.
Mulligan.
Yep. Speaking of Mulligans, what about that segue there? Hey, the Masters, baby. So
I watched a lot.
Well, so did I watched, and I usually do watch a little bit of it, but I was more excited. I actually literally got up and started watching this year because that Full Swing documentary, it's got me so pumped up. And, Landon met Matt Fitzpatrick. He trains down there where my nephew is. So I was kind of following him. And of course, he was on Full Swing. And then, of course, Tiger.
Yeah. He started off really hot
really
the first
good.
Couple days.
Yeah.
I mean, God. I wouldn't say hot, but he was.
But
he
good.
Was hitting, yeah.
You know, you look at where about where he was, he would have probably top 10 or 15, but he absolutely blew up. But
Day three.
He can't even walk anymore. Man. But 10 over, come on, man.
Yeah, that was
but bad. Scottie Scheffler's incredible right now. He's on a Tiger-type run.
Yeah, he really is.
Did you see the stat, though? He's been world number one for so many weeks now.
Yeah.
And they said in order to tie Tiger, he would have to continue that until October of 2035.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Achievement of Christmas.
So he's got another 11 years to.
Yeesh. Well,
but that's the weird thing about golf is you're top. And I feel like some of these guys just, before you know it, they're not the top dog. Like Jordan Spieth was the man everybody was starting. He's falling off.
Yeah. Justin
Thomas.
They're looking for someone, obviously, to be the man. Rory, even. I mean, he hasn't played well in a while, but I mean, Scottie Scheffler's really, he has, so maybe he's the man, but I don't know if maybe they don't think he's as marketable. I'm not sure.
I like him. I mean, he's a good guy. He's good, a golfer. Yeah. And speaking of that, in the Butler cabin or whatever, the amateur during that interview, did y'all see his eyes?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what the
hell? They already had him. Pat McAfee had him. Can we talk about your eyes? He was just so nervous.
He just kept side-eyeing the camera. It was the weirdest thing ever. I felt bad for him. Then he lied and said Tiger didn't pass him a note. Tiger passed him a note.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because can't do
that. Making him at night.
Making him at night, dude. Oh, man. So, yeah, the Masters was cool, and it got me thinking the Full Swing thing and then the Masters. I was like, the next Ryder Cup, I knew it was in the United States. I looked it up. It's at Bethpage Black, which is very famous for when we kind of grew up watching Tiger. It's right outside New York. It's on Long Island.
We need to go.
It's about a month and a half after – about 2 months after Brent turned 40.
Yep, we need to go.
September of 2025. We need to go.
We're going. Yep.
So
you didn't read the text.
Of course,
my 40th birthday. Instead of Vegas, we're going to go to the Ryder Cup. It's in New York, 2025, next year.
Oh, we're going next September. It's on Long Island, right outside of New York. So, what we think we should do? We're just going to come up with this. We should do the last day, probably, right?
Yeah.
That's the most exciting.
Yeah,
and then we can do New York and stuff.
I don't know if you've gotten noticed my pattern of when I text. I text usually around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning when I'm either at the gym or first getting to the work.
Yeah, baby.
Or at lunchtime when I'm eating lunch, or in the evenings. Those are my three.
Yeah,
times.
So
anything that happens in the day, unless you tag my name and it pops up and notifies me.
You told the wrong people that. We'll just tag him in every text. No, but literally, it's next year when I turn 40. So.
I mean, that would be a blast.
I told Daniel Paul Parsons he needs to come too.
Heck yeah.
He'll be 40 in April, but still.
That'd be cool. And I looked up the tickets and it said anywhere from $100 to $200. I mean, you're just roaming around.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume there's suites and things like that. But I'd rather roam.
If they let me take my shirt off.
Oh, I don't think there's any rules for the Ryder Cup. I'm serious. It's wild.
Oh, if we go, or when we go, I'm wearing something crazy. I mean, you got to go crazy.
I will
I
will shave the United States in my chest.
You've done the States before on the RV trip.
Oh, man. Yeah.
As well.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that's happening for sure. But then we can go a little spring football action.
A little quiet.
It's been somewhat quiet. There's been a couple press conferences since we recorded last. My eye's twitching like crazy. That Bell's palsy is never going away. I don't think it's anything too wild. I did mention, and it was probably on the ones we didn't get to publish.
Release, yeah.
That reportedly Rodney Gallagher at that time took one rep at defense. Well, and they said, don't make a big deal of this. Well, now guess what? He's taking a bunch of reps.
Yep, at the nickel, right?
Yeah, and I don't really get it. I'll be honest with you, I don't get it. Because if he's supposed to be a superstar receiver, I understand Travis Hunter and all that, but let's just make him a superstar receiver. Why all of a sudden is he?
I think that's the only reason why, right?
Probably. They want that.
That Travis, that dual threat or play both ways type marketability.
Big deal about that last year. I think that, yeah, if they can get any limelight shining towards WU.
Yeah, maybe. I'm actually pretty excited for the young receivers. They're all kind of smaller, Tavon Austin type. And I love that speed. We've got it every year. Has been like the transfer has been the bigger one,
right?
And the kid from Oklahoma State seems to fit that bill. But I mean, Neil has raved about Hudson Clement, off season Traylon Ray and Rodney Gallagher. He just said they put on weight. They put in a ton of work.
Then so, my boy Preston Fox, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
our boy.
Yeah. Speaking of our boy, though, Landon Livingston's been getting some time with the ones at center. Mm-hmm. So Brandon Yates was out. So it looks like hopefully Landon will actually get some rotational action. That didn't sound right.
But listen.
Sorry, Landon.
Landon listens.
I'm not on video.
His parents listen, too. So
But I do hope he gets on the field this year.
Y'all want to feel old? I mean, he'll already be a redshirt sophomore. This will be his third year in Morgantown.
Yeah.
We interviewed him when he was still in high school.
Well, here's the thing. Him, Solly, and Big Mo likely will get playing time this year.
Yep.
And we interviewed all of them before they stepped on campus.
That's
crazy.
That's still one of my favorite pictures is me, Nemo, and those two.
Yeah, Big Mo?
Yeah.
Big Mo and Landon.
Was Landon there too?
At a game, yeah.
I didn't remember Landon being there. I knew Big Mo
it got,
was.
He got put on, what was that, the W – Which sports?
Oh, it was the Rivals or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of blew up. You know, they always do, but.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and there's what else from Neil and some of those guys? I've been listening to some of the interviews. Our linebacking core is, they're studs.
It should be really good.
You know, you've got people back from injury. You've got Latham. You got Trotter. And I don't know what specific positions these guys, you know, because ours, but. Reed Carrico, the stud from Ironton, went to Ohio State. Of course, Ben Cutter was good, and he obviously, I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way, but he knew what he was doing last year. I mean, you know, so you got a lot of depth.
I remember you said he kind of reminded you of Grant Wiley, how he came in early and played and the way he played and stuff.
We did have another tough, you know, break.
Jacoby.
Well, I didn't know. Actually, yeah.
Because we didn't talk about that. We talked about it last week. Yeah.
Jacoby was finally coming on. Probably was going to start. He was kind of being raved about, and then he got hurt. I don't know what it was. They said an upper body injury required surgery that he might miss some of the fall. That's a pretty significant injury. I don't know if it's what, shoulder or something, maybe.
Has to be. Not be able to do contact until then.
So. Yeah, but actually, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo immediately goes to the pack. Yeah, it's amazing. But. No, I was actually talking about Corey McNair Jr. Apparently did tear his knee up pretty good.
So he's out.
Yeah. It's always like somebody who's coming on strong and then they tear a knee.
Okay. So.
Won't they send Chad up there to repair?
I know.
Your brother-in-law better be nervous. Because can I tell you something?
His brother-in-law.
Yours.
Oh, here we go.
This field turf. Everybody's wanting to go back to grass, baby. And that's going to put them out of business if all these places get rid of their field turf and go back to grass because it's proven.
That's true. That's true. You may be looking for a job.
Turf doctor no more.
Good thing he didn't miss
it. There's three doctors in the family, but only one turf doctor.
So that, I mean, but it is always somebody. In the past couple off seasons, I feel like.
Yeah, and of course, that's
last year was Trotter.
Yeah. But defensive line's always going to be thin, and it is. And that hurts big time. Offensive line is lot of depth there.
I feel like, you know, last year we kind of knew what we were getting still out of maybe a – well, no, we had a lot of replacements in D-line. It was 2 years ago that we knew the D-line. But I feel like our secondary is going to be all right with the transfers we plugged in, the Northwestern guys.
Again, they're raving about Northwestern guys. And Montrell Miller is back, healthy, waivers done.
He was going to start last year. They brought him in. He was an all-MAC player.
So assuming he is fully recovered, he probably will start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's big. That's big, big.
So, but, yeah, I mean, a lot to be positive about.
It's wild, isn't it? It's wild. God.
But dang, listen, for everybody, I'm not drinking. I'm still saying our schedule's harder.
That doesn't matter. We're rolling.
I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid yet.
We're beating Penn State.
Oh, God.
Whipping that A. Oh, yep. What else we got on the agenda? A little NBA playoffs. So
LeBron sucks, Glenn. LeBron is not the GOAT.
He sucks. He's not the GOAT.
He doesn't suck. But, you know, it's people like LeBron that gets us mad because like Glenn trying to argue with us that he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's not the GOAT.
I know. What happened? Asbury just sent a video. His daughter just hit her third home run.
He hit one?
Yeah, it looks like it.
He almost hit one earlier.
I guess she almost hit one earlier. And
did
hit
he yell? Hold on, Bob. Play this.
Did he yell?
Let's see if he yells.
Let's see. Yes!
That's my baby girl! That's my baby girl!
That wasn't quite the Howard Dean one.
No.
But that's usually Howard Dean. But that's three for a freshman right there. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, what else was it? The NBA playoffs. So,
yeah.
I don't think LeBron sucks, but you can't debate with him and Jordan. That's the dumbest thing ever.
He's been in the play-in game the last 4 years. Ever since they won in the bubble, they're in the play-in.
It's ridiculous. And I have to say, I didn't really want to get into it, but I got to tell you, Glenn, you can't, like, you said LeBron went to Cleveland, took him to the finals, and the team was terrible, and he left.
He had Kyrie and Kevin Love, who were really good.
No, he didn't then, but he couldn't win it until he teamed up with the big three in Miami, went back and had Kyrie in Cleveland, and then he had AD in LA.
He's never won one by himself.
No, and right now, AD, come on. They still have those guys putting up those numbers, and they're barely making the playoffs?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
And let's just go ahead and stick a fork in this. Warriors are done. That's about to get blown up.
Yeah, it should be. That's wild. They didn't even make the playoffs. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not Steph. The other two have just
– Yeah, well, Draymond's
got a head drama. Case. That guy, within 10 years, he'll be in prison or something. I mean, something's going to happen. He's just crazy.
Beat his girlfriend to death.
Something is going to happen. Speaking of death, ADHD, it did not take my evening
– We can tell.
Mm-hmm. OJ's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, the juice is loose.
Juice is dead. Made his family
– What?
He made his family sign a non-disclosure on his deathbed. I don't know if he confessed.
That's true.
Look it up.
I didn't know that. Wow. He doesn't need to confess.
Everybody knows. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how y'all felt at the time.
I was in fifth grade. I remember watching it.
Okay. I guess I was in high school or something, but at the time, what are you doing right now? Bubba could always get away with it. There's no glove in the world. It's his hand. But I remember at the time, literally, I mean, I'm just a kid. I was like hoping that he didn't do it. And then when he was innocent, I was like, yes. But then as I got older, we looked at it, and especially that last documentary, I think, was it the ESPN one? I don't remember.
The six-part one?
Yeah.
Because you had the real one where they, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. played.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was good, too, actually.
That was good. But the
real one,
yeah,
it dove in. And there's no doubt. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm up until today, actually, had my last court hearing as a defense attorney. But so I'm usually on that side. There's no freaking doubt. First of all, there's been no other evidence of any other person ever.
God, there was blood in his freaking Broncos.
So, mm-hmm. Yes, he clearly
did. How did he get out of that?
Mark Furman, they claimed he was a racist and playing it. I mean, that's literally how he did it. The glove was found on his property, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, the glove didn't fit. I mean, they painted a lot of – you got to have beyond a reasonable doubt, obviously, and they did a good job of that. But typically, you introduce a possible suspect.
There was none.
There was nobody else. So it was crazy.
He had a cut on his finger. I mean, if you just think about all the things, but it was just.
But just think, he had cancer, and we never knew. I mean, that guy was keeping secrets, boy. He had a lot of secrets.
Because he made one video saying, "Oh, I'm good, I'm good." That was like 2 months ago, right after the Super Bowl. Then gone. Yep. 2 months later. So, yep, juice is loose.
Yeah.
Okay. The NBA playoffs. We'll go back to this NBA playoffs. I always watch it, I know, pretty heavily. Man, I want Joe to win one. Yeah. I want Joe Mazzulla to win one because they literally won the East by like 14 games, and all people do is talk about him not being able to get him over the hump.
Yeah.
That's literally. I just want him to win one, man. Even though they wear green, I still want the Celtics to win.
I would like to see them win it. Obviously, I like the Knicks with Deuce because he's playing a lot.
They got the 2 seed.
Yeah. They had a good season. He's playing quite a bit. Did the Bulls end up making it? They were right on the
brink. They got played.
The play-in?
They won the first play-in, so then they play tomorrow to get in or not.
Okay.
So
possibly Javon, but he doesn't play that much. I guess he's probably, he's about done.
Yeah. He's like 5 or 6 years?
It's been longer. It's been longer than that, I thought.
So he might have been in the league 6, 7 years or so.
Yeah.
But is this just one game series type still?
The play-in game, so they 7 through 10, right? 7 through 8 play. The winner of that game gets the 7 seed, all right? 9 and 10 play. The loser of that is done. Whoever wins that game plays
the 1 seed or
no, plays the loser of the 7-8 game.
Okay.
That's how that works. Yeah. And if that's complicated, I know it's stupid.
Yeah. I don't follow NBA until it's like actually.
Oh, but I do like the playoffs,
the conference,
championship
series.
So, but and then WNBA, little draft the other night. Caitlin Clark, people going off about it. People going off about it. I saw this one stupid girl that used to work for Barstool make this video about how she's only making $75,000 a year. Though they don't make money.
That's the problem. I mean, you saw it too.
Yeah. I was just saying that where they said they lose $10 million a year and the NBA has to give that to them to cover their losses.
Yeah. I mean,
she may change it.
I hope she does. I mean, people are putting that out there and I'm like, no, it's not a direct comparison. I'm sorry, but because she obviously is signing huge endorsement deals. I guess Nike's going to sign her.
People hating on her already. She's making TV ratings that none of these girls women have never made before. Yep. Quit hating, embrace it, and you're going to cash into it.
I saw her jersey. You know what I mean? Her jersey sales, incredible. So all that, but I mean, as far as the salary and stuff, the WNBA it doesn't make money. So until that changes, now if she changes that, I mean, it'd be great. Yeah, they'll start making money. And stuff.
All these people just hating on her, like embrace it.
Yeah,
like literally embrace it. She was on Pat McAfee the other day. Wasn't bad.
Yeah, fan. Do you hear her say? I guess I can.
Yeah, she said I'm going to be here. I'll be on here every week. And Pat was like.
Andy. He's like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So she's going to be on McAfee. That will do wonders for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I was a little mad at Pat, though.
Wow. Well,
he didn't bring up West Virginia.
He didn't bring it up at all, did he?
No. Come on, Pat. Come on, man. But I guess we talked about that. I don't know how much we got into that last, on the recording. Didn't record.
Really. Oh, that we D'd her up?
No, not that. The actual Final Four, though. We watched all that. They were really good games. The best team, really, in both men's and women's, the best team ended up winning. The best player got second in both. So, but the last thing I guess on the agenda is I don't know why you got it on there, the Red Legs.
Yeah, I mean, you guys need to update me on that.
Well, it's just that I'll tell you what's going on. They have a good series, and then they go play somebody terrible. They play the Mariners, and they lose 2 games, and so they're right at 500. It just kills me, man.
But Ellie's tearing it up, right?
Yeah, he's incredible. I mean, he really is. Yeah, it's funny. His batting average really isn't very high, but I mean, it's MLB. He's hitting home runs. He's making incredible plays. You know, he had inside the park home run. You just don't see that hardly ever at these new parks. Yeah, and technically he's only in his second year. So I mean, really, it's not even technically his first full year. It's wild.
So they're just struggling a little bit.
I mean, they're okay. But I don't know.
And last thing, not to do with the Reds, I sent out the whole, I don't know, I'm sure most of our listeners that are diehard sports fans saw the proposed, 70-team league, right? That the NFL wants to run. Is that not what, did I read that right or wrong? The NFL wants to come in and run?
You read it right, but it's not happening.
But supposedly the conference has already said hell no.
Yeah.
But my God, did you? Our conference was literally Syracuse.
No, it's
Boston College,
Notre Dame, it's the old Big East,
Penn State.
Yeah,
everybody we used to play.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna be able to make a lot more games.
Yeah, I keep at RV and do that.
Well, and listen, I just need this whole NIL. It's ruined everything, right? Mm-hmm. It's just it's not the same. But I did my Randon turn 13.
Yeah, you got a teenager on the hands.
I got a teenager now.
Yep.
So I went and bought him a PlayStation 5, really, for me.
Jeez. Is college football coming out soon? Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out this summer. So I was like, man, I think you need a PlayStation.
That's this summer?
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
JJ's going to be on the game. Our nephew's going to be in the game.
Oh, yeah. He opted in.
I think everybody's opted in, but Archie Manning.
Archie, yeah.
He wants more than the 600 in the free game.
No, he said, I play real football. Oh, first of all, you didn't get on the field last year.
So guess what? You know, Peyton, Eli, some of the most lovable guys ever in the history of the sport. You're already on everybody's bad side, but not opting into the freaking game.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say Eli. It took
him I liked Eli.
No, but it took him a while.
Yeah,
after what he did on draft night.
That is true.
I'm not going to San Diego. I won't do it.
And the draft is next week. And, you know, I guess Caleb Williams is finally saying, all right, I'm going to be a Bear. Which the Bears they weren't bad. They were like 7-10 last year or something like that. They just have that pick because it got traded with the Panthers, who were terrible.
The draft kills me every year. I get into it, and it's like, how come us, just normal people, can see people like, for instance, J.J. McCartney, that come out of nowhere, and we're all like, it's not going to work.
Right.
And this stuff, literally, they can go back and look. The big people who make all these millions of dollars are always wrong. Norm people like us are typically right on some of these. And we're like, guys, I mean, it's just baffling to me. Like, J.J. McCartney, are you kidding me?
They're saying, I mean, he's jumped up into the top 10.
Oh, I saw top five.
He's predicted, I think, the last one I saw to go to the Patriots.
I mean, Michigan won.
So dumb, man.
Michigan won literally despite – I mean, he was okay, but he was just a – he was a game manager. I hate to say, you know what I mean? He was just
so dumb.
Their defense was amazing. They ran the ball down your throat. And when he had to make throws, he made a couple throws, and he'd run every now and then. Translate to the NFL?
Oh, God, I don't think so. And I don't even love – this is me, but I don't love any of the quarterbacks. And I think it's one of those years where there's a QB run because people get nervous, and they're like, well, all these guys are first-round talent, and they just start grabbing quarterbacks. Like, why wouldn't the Bears – Justin Fields was fine. He's still young.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can trade down, take Marvin Harrison Jr.,
yep.
Have, you know, possibly an absolutely elite receiver with a young –
With
Justin Fields. I mean, he's already proven he can do okay. You really think immediately Kalen Williams is better in the NFL than the guy that just played 20 games? Right. I don't think so, but
nope.
I don't know. I don't know where – the funny thing is I say that and nobody really – I guess they put interest out for Justin Fields, and nobody really.
No, they didn't. But that's like, even like if you just look at production on the field, I mean USC lost.
Not very good. Not very good.
And I like Jaden Daniels. I mean, you can get him a little later, I think. But like you know,
wait, which the LSU?
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels.
Is that right? You know, my favorite things. But.
Well, I thought you were saying the Kansas one's Jalen Daniels, right?
Yeah.
But I don't even think he's out.
Back again next year. Back yet. I saw the over and under for us. We're like 6.5. Kansas is up there, buddy.
Over all day long.
Yeah. Oh, I think we get over 6.5.
I'll say this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I said 3 last year.
Yeah.
You were mad. Again. Bubba wasn't in a good space last year. He was mad at us. He hated Garrett the whole year. Still, I don't know if you like him still.
He's okay.
I think he's a good college quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't think he's absolutely elite, you know.
You've got to get that completion percentage out of 50.
Yeah.
Spoiled my whole life.
We have been.
We have been.
It's been a few years here and there, but and hopefully, you know, I don't know if this is just trying to get Nico to stay, but Neil just continually talks about how much progress and how good he's been. I hope it's not just so he doesn't transfer, because by the time he would step in, well, he may play some this year. He will, obviously, because. You know, Garrett will get banged up. But he's the QB of the future, and he's going to give us 2 to 3 years.
Right.
And I think he could, you know, be pretty good. So, all right. Well, that's about all. That's about it.
Listeners, you stuck with us after that, the crappy audio. Yeah. Hopefully, we've got it figured out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're off into nothing this weekend. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have much going on this weekend. It's
not me, buddy.
Basketball?
We're hosting a tournament. So
Hey, before we leave, let's talk about your team and their god awful.
No, those are my. No, okay, so listen. I don't know how many of y'all listen, but so our team is the sixth grade South Charleston West Virginia Hustle. We have normal looking uniforms. The newer teams that just joined the organization, I don't know who allowed them to design.
It's like
it.
A brick wall with graffiti, right?
Yeah.
But you can't read it at all.
Yeah.
The whole uniform. It looks just like brick wall.
It's
something.
Oof. Derek's gonna have to do something about that.
I like the classic, just sharp.
Yeah.
Like
the one that yours that says Team Hustle is
with
sharp.
The black.
The black.
Yes.
With
I like the one that looked like almost like the old school Bulls. Just very.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. Well, boys and girls, children of all ages, that's about all we got to talk about. Y'all got anything else?
Nah. That'd be it.
We'll leave you with a new banger that I just heard the other day. It's a good one. Have y'all heard this?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have.
It's good.
Until next week.
Until next week. Go Mountaineers. Coming down, dark as a lake, sound like a bonfire, lost in a haze. Yeah.